With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
Rejoice, for the light of the world has come into darkness. Jesus Christ is the light that no darkness can overcome. Advent is a season of preparation as God's people watch and wait for Christ. We will be pondering the songs found in the Gospel of Luke. The song of an old priest named Zechariah, Mary the pregnant teenager, and angels come to shepherds in the countryside. We ponder these songs and rejoice. Make the sign of the cross and say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. Jesus, open our eyes to your light and our ears to your words of hope. Come, O long-expected Jesus. Our hope is in you. Amen. We pray for rest, for physical, mental, and emotional health, for times of joy, delight, and leisure, for a Sabbath day free from work, tasks, and stress, for a holy time of worship. Our word today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Our meditation today is written by Megan Rogner. One of my most favorite poets to read during Advent is Lucy Shaw. Shaw, like me, seems transfixed not only by the miracle of the Incarnation, but also what it meant for ordinary people caught up in the story, namely Mary. What was it like for a young woman living in the first century to be pregnant before she was married? When Mary heard the angel's news, was she afraid of the reaction of her betrothed and her parents? Worried about the whispers she was sure to hear behind her back? Before the joy we hear in Luke 1, what was on Mary's mind? Shaw addresses the complexities of being chosen by God in her poem, The Overshadow. We read from the Gospel of Luke first. "The power of the Most High will overshadow you." The poem by Lucy Shaw reads, When we think of God and angels and the angel, we suppose ineffable light. So there is surprise in the air when we see him bring to Mary in her lit room a gift of darkness. What is happening under that huge wing of shade? In that mystery, what in-breaking wildness fills her? She is astonished and afraid. Even in that secret twilight, she bends her head, hiding her face behind the curtain of her hair. She knows that the rest of her life will mirror this blaze, this sudden midnight. I'm captivated by this poem, particularly Shaw's phrase, a gift of darkness. Mary Oliver, another poet that I love, uses a similar line in her poem, The Uses of Sorrow, whenever she says, "Someone I loved once gave me a box of darkness. It took me years to understand that this too was a gift." Mary's story reminds me that great things are never easy. Before we bask in that light, growth starts in the darkness. The anxiety and sometimes fear that pushes us to transform and become something new. As we approach the bleakest part of the year, as we face uncertainties and turmoil, perhaps we, like Mary, can see the darkness not as the absence of God, but as proof of his presence, his shadow as he stretches over us, doing great things. We pray. Father, give us courage like Mary. Help us always to see you at work, even in the shadows. Amen. My heart to sing thy praise, streams of mercy never cease, call for songs of loudest praise, teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above, praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, Mount of thy redeeming love. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in this weary world, the valley of shadow of death, grant me rest in your illuminating love and eternal life. Amen.